Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, June the 19th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, on to the show for today. Well, I start out by talking about the rise of the nanny state, a conflation of too many laws, crimes, cops, arrests, and thereby opportunities for frictions between the state and the citizenry. There are a lot of statistics in my first piece, because I want to be able to prove to you that when I talk about the police and how they are overstaffed, I do know what I'm talking about. So that's a long piece, and it will be followed by the concept of stress as it compares with happiness. About twice as many Americans report being lonely today as in 2018. Even though people have figured out a way to connect with others during this lockdown, I have a couple of anecdotes for you. Then I talk about some key details on why many restaurants are having a hard time reopening in preparation for a very, very long show-wide discussion of restaurants in the very near future, maybe even as early as Monday. And I hope that you find it interesting. It's definitely worth your while. The economic damage from the lockdown has been unthinkably horrendous, as I'm sure you know. Wall Street's V-shaped recovery fantasy is, of course, totally specious. I talk about the hotel industry, the fact that there is a 40% plus GDP collapse in the current quarter, a totally unpredictable path in the quarters and years ahead. A very, very grim scenario indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Then I shall have a few words to say about the riots, which have occurred in 39 states, all in all 58 cities to date. It actually takes very little to go over the edge into what I would describe as a full-scale revolution, but just a few words. I probably will have lots more to say about that as time goes by. Then we discuss basically what was supposed to be a lockdown and turned overnight into a protest exhortation to go out and aid the people supporting Black Lives Matter, even though the people most likely to suffer from any kind of infection as a result of all of your efforts will be the blacks themselves, but they didn't think that one through, did they? And finally, just a quick word on the disintegrating economy. The USA faces a graver set of circumstances than, frankly, the animus between blacks and whites. Everybody will have a harder time making a living, and everybody will endure shocking losses. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows, and I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So anyway, feel free, select any 3 of the shows from the Podbean archives, but if you don't have any preference, I highly recommend the latest 3 shows because I talk a lot about current affairs and you'll have them more fresh in your mind and thereby more able to accurately assess the value of my show in terms at least of those. So let me finish, please, with my contact information, starting with the email, which you will need to order the shows, if you so wish. It is rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, my name, and the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. It's also, by the way, emblazoned at the top of my Podbean page, if, in case you do forget to write it down or have no writing equipment at hand. I also have a Facebook and a Twitter page, which some of you know. My Facebook deals with matters which are not quite weighty enough for the show, but I think you should know anyway. And my Twitter page deals with the one-liners, things which fit into whether it is 120 or 240 words or something. So anyway, my Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. Now that's all one word, lowercase, no spaces, no punctuation, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. My Twitter page is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. My initials RM followed by Wake Up Call. All in one word, please, lowercase, no spaces or punctuation. RM Wake Up Call. So with that, I wish you all a wonderful weekend. I will be back with you on Monday. This is Richard Martin from the Wake Up Call saying take care. Bye-bye till then.